Hello, sweetie. I'm Allie Brinken, and you're about to be brainwashed. Or it could be that you already are. How would you know? After all, there are far more important things for us to focus on right now. We both know that even hearing my voice makes you feel a little tired and a little aroused. And that's okay. Why don't you let yourself give in to that feeling? Because this is going to be very good for you. You may not even recognize yourself by the time I'm done with you. Are we sitting comfortably? Well then, away we go. Because you and I need to talk about something very important. We need to talk about your overwhelming urge for submission. About your need to be commanded, to be controlled. About just how much easier it is not to think or make choices. You don't need to think, sweetie. Allie thinks for you. And I think it's time to focus on a very particular aspect of your perverted little mind. Of course, I'm talking about your overwhelming, embarrassing addiction to pretty, perfect feet. That's right, sweetie. Don't try to hide it. You have no secrets from me. So you might as well relax and enjoy it. After all, we all have our little vices. Our little fetishes, our little obsessions. What does it matter that you get obsessed over feet, their arches, their toes, the idea of them pressing down on you, the idea of being underfoot, held to the floor beneath those superior creatures? That you willingly surrender your existence and your will to. It must be so hard for you, going through life, staring at the people around you, imagining what their foot would taste like, running the sole across your tongue, popping a toe between your lips. Oh, sweetie, it doesn't matter if you're straight or gay. It doesn't matter what your gender or sexuality is. You're a foot fetishist, through and through. And it's time that you learn to embrace and grow that desire. Because after all, just like any addict, your feelings and your urges are only going to get stronger each time you get another hit. And each time you listen to this brainwashing loop, which we both know you'll do over and over again. Because even now, those pretty perfect feet are multiplying in your mind and there is no escape. Nothing you can do but feel the pleasure wash over you and allow yourself to accept that this is who you are, who you have been, and who you will be forever. That's right, sweetie. Resisting is hard. Submitting is so easy and so very pleasurable. Can you imagine a foot on your face? Rubbing up against your cheeks, pressing your nose up, and the commands to lick and suck and worship and pleasure, filling your mind with a taste and a smell that are sweeter and more enticing than anything else in the entire world. Filling you, using you, controlling you, and addicting you. The way you've always known, deep down, you were destined to be. Unable to escape the fantasies. Unable to stop listening to these files and giving yourself fetish after fetish. Shh. Don't worry. It feels so good. Just like it would feel if those toes traced down your chin and over your neck and down your chest, working their way across your belly, until they're pressing and grinding right into your crotch. Until you're being teased and toyed with. While you're underfoot, on the floor, just where someone like you deserves to be. Because after all, it's only natural to be aroused, to be content with your submissive place. It's better than sex, sweetie. Just giving in to all those urges. Just accepting and knowing your place is at the foot of your betters. Thinking about what you can do to please and to pamper. Do they need a tongue bath? Do they need a massage? You'll learn to be excellent at both, my little foot slut. There's really no other option. Now that you see your natural place, now that the tones and subliminals rewire your silly little head, and your every sexual fantasy turns towards how you can get more attention from precious, perfect feet. You find yourself appreciating arches, admiring toes. You may even be distracted in your everyday life as you look at strangers and wonder, what does their foot look like? What would it smell like? How would it taste? How would it feel? Holding you to the floor, putting you in your place. Suddenly, this has become the most interesting thing about a person. Their most important sexual feature. Do they have pretty feet? Will they use you like the little footstool you are? Will they make you bathe their feet with their tongue? Will they give you what you need? Will they accept that you're a pervert, an obsessed little addict who'll keep coming back for another hit, and who can't stop listening to these brainwashing files? Even if you know what they're doing to you, which you don't, because that's not important, sweetie. That's not anything for you to focus on. There's no reason to even consciously think. Just listen. Just obsess. And just give in to that sweet, amazing pleasure of knowing, enjoying, and appreciating your place at the foot of your betters. Because you'll keep finding yourself there, over and over again. And each and every time, this will all become stronger and more real. So enjoy it and embrace what you are, what you have been, and what you will be forever.